I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle here. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Before we get to the fun, we really want to thank our sponsors who make this show possible. First cab off the rank, they're not a cab company. It's SommersWasteSolutions.com. They are your one-stop shop. If you've got a big office block or you've got a tiny little shop and you want waste sorted out, go to SommersWasteSolutions.com. They'll save you money and make your company greener.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors also sponsoring us this month. They are fantastic. They will take a lot of the pressure out of the hard times that are, you know, involved in getting divorced. They want to make sure they find a really smooth solution for both you and your ex and your family.
GELaw.co.uk, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Cornwall and Devon safer. They got patrol dogs. They've got people walking around who are locals and who are really, really nice. And they do a lot for their local community. At Poseidon Safe on Twitter and Poseidon Safety on the Facebook. And finally, our latest and our newest,
Also Print Limited, www.alsoprint.com, is run by Andrew. He was fed up of working for a big company who he felt let his clients down as a salesman. So he decided to go it alone. And boy, oh boy, how successful has he been?
Boy.
He looks after 60 local authorities. He can sort out your printing needs from security devices on your tickets that you want printed up, if you want branded clothing for your staff.
All of that COVID stuff you see in shops, AlsoPrint.com can do it. Thank you so much to our sponsors. If you've got a small company or a big company and you want to join us, then please do send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Here endeth the message, here beginneth the show. Is a stream this weekend of me sorting out the microphones?
Oh my God.
Who fancies a stream this weekend of sorting out the microphones? Because there's something not quite right. Because the mixer, everything is on the maximum, right? Everything is on the maximum. But it's not even getting close to the red. That's got to be the limiter. I'm uninstalling the limiter. I'm uninstalling it. Uninstalling it right now. What was it called?
Clip. Shifter.
Well done. I'm uninstalling it right now. Okay, this could get... Ooh, yes I do!
What just happened?
Here we go! Ah, here we go. Okay, hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
We are. Can you turn my headphones a smidgen while we're at this?
I can't hear anything. This is it. This is part of the problem. I would keep your headphones out. Because this is part of the problem. The headphones are on really low. I can't hardly hear anything.
I can hear too much.
Well, first of all, you're not as deaf as me, so that's fine. But it's still... I'm not hearing the calls very well. Mm. So keep those out of your ears. Keep those out of your ears. Because everything is on maximum, and it is not showing up on maximum here. We need to fix that. And we need to fix that now.
Okay.
What? Well, what do you
Everyone
suggest?
Strap in.
What do you
No, I don't suggest. I completely agree.
Okay. We're going in.
Can I do anything to help? Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I don't like a cup of coffee. But you can have... you can have fun times with those guys. There's right. something just
let's
not
have
quite...
some. Let's have some fun times while Ian twiddles.
What I want is I want this to go in the red. I want this to go in the red so that I can then turn it down and control it here. George, you cannot be a mod. No. But thank you for gifting the subs. Okay. There's something.
Thanks for the top comps on my comps and feedback on my blouse. It's a smasher, isn't it? It wasn't very expensive either. I got it from this place called Avenue L. And honestly, what happened was I haven't seen the Lorraine Kelly show for some time. You might be aware of it. It's got this. It's about this woman called Lorraine Kelly. And she had this fella on who talked about clothes and he talked about this very top. And I don't know. I think maybe I've been at home too long, very susceptible to a smashing blouse. And so when he mentioned it, I went looking for it online and I found it. Now, it was a slight delay, I think because people had been inspired by the Lorraine Kelly show featuring someone called Lorraine Kelly.
Can I just say, everyone's saying echo. I know there's an echo.
Anyway.
Whoa.
Back to blouse chat with me. So there was a little bit of a delay. It took a couple of weeks. But I think you'll agree, the effect was worthwhile. And I think it was only about 22 quid. Anyway, the end. Of Blouse Chat. Join me tomorrow for another thrilling instalment.
I've mixed it down to mono. Let's create an output projector. Oh! You watched it. Look, we've got the highest figures we've had all night.
Because we had Blouse Chat. Everyone loves a bit of Blouse Chat. Pajama Speed, thank you very much. I do like a nice print. So yeah, it was good, that show. That the woman that plays Lorraine Kelly is excellent. I think it's called Avenue L. It's like in Bishop Stortford or somewhere. It's just like this one little shop.
Okay.
They have an online presence.
Hello. There we go. Now we can go into the red.
You fixed it.
No. I've created a new problem. Okay. Hello. All right, okay. Now what we can do with the desktop, no one told me about this. We're so close to it.
JX Mitchell, I Googled for Blouse Chat and this page was the top hit. Well, it will be. I think I'm the only one on Twitch at the moment doing Blouse Chat. I may be wrong, and I'm sure that someone else will be doing it by next week, you know. But, yeah, we are at the front runner with the vanguard of the Blouse Chat at the moment.
Oh, here we go. And then we're going to put a limiter on here, and that is going to go there. And the limiter is... going, you're going to hear an echo, guys. I want you to hear an echo, right? Because that is exactly what I want for you. So that is going to
now you've got an echo.
I made that happen.
Is it silk or polyester? I don't think it's silk at this price, but who cares?
It's just a fashion top, really.
This isn't going to be a keeper.
Keep one, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, ten. Hello.
Let's not be snobby about it.
Hello. I have fixed it.
Dave Bobabe. Scott Mills will be doing waistcoat chat tomorrow. He will. You know it.
There we go.
Why isn't it a keeper? Because it's not very expensive, and I dare say I'll shrink it or something, or I'll put an iron through it.
Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
I believe I have now... and can I just check, guys? And thank you for your... I know it's... Well, some of you quite enjoy it and some of you don't. Are our microphones sounding? And if I do that, then that should go there. Okay. Are our microphones sounding? We're now out of sync. Oh.
Okay. So I've got another question.
Hang on a minute. I've just got to find out. Are we out of sync? Shut up, OG Bunny. You are not helping. I am so going to ban you. Are we out of sync? No, says Dave. No. Mr. Rober says yes. Most people are saying no.
Okay, let's go with that. We're
slightly
fine.
This is the thing I was telling you about earlier on. We haven't changed the sink, right? So if we were out of sync, we're out of sync earlier. I swear to God, OG, you're getting banned. You're getting banned. Right, so not out of sync. Thank you. And do we sound okay? OG, come here. You're banned. You're banned. You're banned. Stop. Everyone stop. Stop. Stop talking. I can't catch him. Goodbye. It's gone. It's gone. Now yes. Oh, everyone is now saying yes. No, oh, you're saying yes to... You can hear us.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can hear us. The sound is out. It could be... 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. There is a background noise, but that's the aircon.
It's the aircon.
That's
the
fan.
Aircon.
The water cooler. The air cooler. 3, 2, 1. See, it could be slightly out because I had real problems with it this morning. I've got to sort this out now. Jesus. Jesus wept. We're going up to new mixer. That's the volume. We don't want that. So if I go here, does this make it... We're nearly there because we're so close. Is it better out? Is it better now or worse? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Is it better or worse? Here we go. This is the internet. Some are saying better, some are saying it's worse. It's the same. All right, the sound was before a clap. This is what my life is. All right. We're going to try this. One. Stop. Everyone stop. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Better or worse? Crying out loud. Right. Do you know? George, you're going to get timed out. You're going to get timed out. I'm just going to. I don't care. Right. You're getting timed out. Thank you. Tell me to talk to a caller. It's worse. All right, we're going to try one more thing. The sound is quicker. Good. Okay, that's what I hoped it would be. That means I was right. So how about now? I'm just changing the milliseconds of the offset. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Is that better or worse? Balcony shirts are saying the same. So is that out of... Scott, is that out of sync for you? Hang on a minute. Bungle says, I can hear tomorrow's show already. Sound before pictures. Scott, I trust. Scott, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. It's the same. Scott, refresh your page, please.
Attention is...
I swear that's my fat. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. I'm just waiting for Scott. Scott, are you drunk, by the way? I mean, I should have asked that before we used you as the sound. Bingo. Right. Can I tell you all something? Right? It's on exactly the same setting that I started with. Right? So we've been all around the millisecond settings to come right back to where we started.
And what's the moral of that?
OG's a knob. But I think I fixed everything. Headphones, are the headphones okay for you?
Yeah.
Are they too loud for you?
No, they're all right.
I think the callers might be better. We missed a couple of calls. So, by the way, Scott is from Scott Biz Balcony Shirts. Let me just show the T-shirts that he sent today, because these are really cool. And we paid for these. I paid for these because it's all profits going to go to charity. This is our friend Simon drew this. It's yours, I believe, Catherine.
He didn't draw that. That's a photograph.
We thought for a laugh, it would be nice to put it up on a T-shirt. If you go to tlna.co.uk, Scott very kindly has put it onto a T-shirt and put the text on it.
Feel the fibre of that fabric.
That's a quality top. I'm going to wear this tomorrow. And
do you know what's the best about this? Profits go to the Samaritans.
You say literally you're saving lives by buying it. I don't get a penny. Kath doesn't get a penny. Scott gets the cost for postage and the materials. That's it. No one's making money out of this apart from the Samaritans. So if you go and look at any of the other, if you don't buy any of the other merch, buy that. It's only 15 quid, which for a T-shirt is ridiculously good value. Thank you, Scott. Scott is one of the nicest people, and I can never quite tell him how much I love him, but I do.
Oh, I tell him all the time.
Okay.
In fact, he's asked me to stop phoning him at home.
Peter, you're the first person to test our limiter.
Oh, hello.
Please be quiet. How is his call in comparison with our voices?
I can hear them very loudly.
Please shut up, Pete. Can you tell us what you have for breakfast?
I did not have breakfast this morning.
He is a bit low. Great. His voice is much sexier. Perfection.
Yeah, true.
It's a bit out of sync, says Lino.
Lino.
Pete, what you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about someone I met yesterday.
Can I ask you one question? I was watching Pete's stream earlier and What's on the Tapes. It was a good one.
Yeah.
It was an old blind date.
Oh, blind a date.
And this guy spent 5 minutes food shaming a woman.
It was awful.
Horrendous.
Well, saying what?
That she ate too much on the day and she was interested in was the food.
Did he take her to a restaurant?
That she was
I've uploaded that 10-minute section to YouTube.
Awful. And that she
did he take her to a restaurant or did she just bring her own snacks?
No, it was blind date.
Well, then.
They went out.
They went to a restaurant for a 6-course meal, but he knew they were going to have a 6-course meal and he ate a pizza beforehand, so he didn't have anything.
And he said that she was a bit big, and it was horrible. She wasn't. She was being very big. It was great because we think it was from 1998.
Gosh.
So all of the women were just like, it was working for me because that was what...
That's your era.
It was. And then we went to a really sexy episode of... Family Fortunes.
What?
Again.
Does that exist?
But then the tape ran out just we got to the final. You know, what do they call the final round on Family Fortunes? It was such a good... Your stream today, Pete, was so exciting. And I thought, why am I watching this? But it was brilliant.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was the final round, the big money round or whatever it's called, and you get two contestants have to answer 5 questions.
Right.
And it cut out on the last 3 questions of that. So we don't know, Pete, did they win or not?
They didn't win.
Okay.
But someone found that it had already gone up on YouTube, so yeah, I had a look, they did not win.
And that was like from, what, 1997, 98, you say?
I think so,
yeah.
I went to see Family Fortunes filmed around that time.
Were there two old women on were the matriarchs of the teams, the old women?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
It was a Les Dennis one.
You'd remember, Catherine. Okay. They were something else.
They made
there was a delightful story about how she was almost a slave.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's like some Arab man wanted a white wife, and so the family were going to sell him and, sell her and,
Okay, well, sounds like a charming vignette.
Yeah, it was something else.
Yeah, it was such a good episode. Such a good episode of Pete's channel, I mean, yeah. the What's on the Tapes. It was really gripping. Anyway, Pete, yes, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you about a person I didn't meet yesterday because they're fictional. But they were someone who deals with sort of legal documents after you died.
It's taken him an hour, dear viewer. It's taken him an hour to come up with this. I
lost my glasses, so I was looking for them.
Okay, go on.
Let's have it.
So anyway, yeah, it's a guy who deals with legal documentation for like, after you've died. And yeah, but he really puts his all into it. You know, it's all ornate and really well done. His name was Will Smith. Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Did you know this is just the best bits from our live show, The Late Night Alternative?
And sometimes I can't fit all the best bits in. Yes. So what we're saying is have a listen to our show and you can watch our show too on twitch.tv/IanLee.
IanLee. We do it live every weeknight, 9 o'clock UK time. That's 1 o'clock if you're in LA and 4 o'clock if you're in New York City. If you're elsewhere in the world, you have to work it out yourself. Google it.
Now, we mostly go from 9 till 12, but sometimes we can go on longer. We can go on as long as we like, and we want you to be there. So have a listen to us, have a watch of us, twitch.tv/IanLee.
Let's speak to John. Good evening, John. Oh, John Bot. John's been calling in for ages.
I know.
Martin's left a voice message. Okay.
Did Nigel?
Yeah, this happened.
Hi, Ian, it's Nigel. Do you want me on the show tonight? If you do, call me back on the usual number. Okay, bye, Ian.
We always call him back, he never picks up.
No, okay, so we'll try it.
I got a phone call from my, not a phone call, a message from my dead grandmother today. Of course he is. Yeah, my phone went beep, and I looked down and it said, Grandma. She's been dead for 2 years.
What was that?
Well, I don't know. I kind of had a little... I thought, there must be a logical explanation. And I opened my phone, and it was from my step-granddad, who's obviously found her phone, wishing me a happy birthday and apologising for not getting in touch yesterday. But for that moment, I must admit, I was thinking some wacky things.
Yeah.
You know, just like...
Where did you go? What were the fantasies?
How can Grandma be getting in contact with me?
Yeah.
But maybe she is.
Yeah, I can imagine if my phone rang and it went dad, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, Martin.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, good. What you got for us?
I was just wondering why Ian Lee timed me out and just the just have a few sort of a criticism about...
Hey, Martin.
Yeah,
he won. Martin, do you want to turn your stream off so we can hear you properly? Martin?
Okay, I'm just speaking in the phone. Is that okay?
Yeah, turn perfect. Off, but you've got to turn off Twitch, the audio from Twitch, and just listen on the phone. Otherwise, right. Yeah.
Right, I'm just doing it now.
Thank you. Okay, I'm just speaking in the phone. Is
that okay? Yeah. That's it, done.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So, you're speaking to Ian and Catherine.
Yeah.
So, what happened?
Well, a couple of series ago, I sent a. I thought it was supposed to be funny, but it didn't come across as funny as when you mentioned that you'd done a great game, and then you said afterwards, oh, we're just killing time. So I put on my one, oh, just killing time, no banter, I'll be off, sort of thing. Just to come back on your one, but it went up the stream a bit live, and Catherine read it later on, and it didn't sound funny. It seemed like I was trying to knock the show, but I wasn't. I was just having a laugh.
When was this?
Was that last night?
It was a couple of nights ago, but you picked it up at the end. And when I went in someone else's chat room, someone else picked it up. And so Ian was a bit, not rude to me, but I don't think he got the joke, sort of thing. So I just wanted to make sure that you realised it was only a joke. It was no malice. I think you're brilliant.
I don't remember it, Martin.
I think you're both brilliant, and
You're brilliant.
And I've been gifting some free subs today, and then they banned me. Well, I'd like to know what I got banned for, or timed me out.
All right, well, hang on. Well, you got timed out. It wasn't a ban.
Well, no, I timed out for 8 minutes, but I was only sending nice and loving...
I timed you out. You said something that was annoying, and I can't think what it was. Oh, you said just get some calls, didn't you?
Guess what?
Did you say just get some calls? Carry on and get some...
No, I didn't say it at all, anything like that.
Well...
Can we... Who are you on Twitch?
I'm George5555.
All right, and I saw you give the subs, and I thank you.
No, it's a pleasure.
Okay.
But
there was... How do I see mods? I don't know if we've got any mods in. We've only got Pete, and I think he's been drinking.
Yeah, well, someone timed me out, so...
I timed you out.
For what reason?
I can't remember. Oh, can you do that?
Yep.
How do you do that? You go into the...
Mod view.
All right, we're in mod view.
Timed out 12 minutes ago.
There we go. So we click on his name and we'll see what he said.
Going back to school.
What do I have to do to be a mod?
Leave it. It's all good. Speak to a caller.
No, that's not me.
That is you. George55555. So
yeah.
The person who said that was the OG, you're wrong, salmon of knowledge, you're wrong, thank you. And that is exactly what you said. Leave it, it's all good, speak to a caller.
Oh, I meant leave that situation that you're talking about.
We know, here's the thing, I had comments like that, and everyone is so, look, Miss says, I think it's because he asked to be a mod and you timed him out.
No, it's not.
You're wrong. You're wrong, and salmon of knowledge, you were wrong. Here's the thing. I get rubbed up the wrong way when people tell me how to do. When people tell me how to do my job.
Yeah, but I think there's so much love for you on the chat, and I think a few of them passes you by often say great show or.
I know exactly, and thank you, and thank you for the support. But listen, you've not been.
I think the ones that get picked out are generally. Some silly people that really you shouldn't give them time of day, because it just
goes again. You're telling us how to do.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I try and put nice ones on there, and even I got timed out by. I think sometimes the comedy goes with the actual here and now of the stream, and then it goes up a bit further.
Here's the thing I overreact, but I don't like being told how to do my job.
I can totally understand that.
So don't.
Sometimes it could be constructive criticism.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
No, that's fine.
No.
Can I give you?
By the way, your shirt's lovely. Are you Carol Baskin at the moment?
Martin, what do you do for a living?
I'm a book production specialist.
Right. Do you have someone who doesn't work in book production standing over your shoulder telling you you're doing it wrong?
I do quite often. Who've done the job and I have to put it back.
No. Someone who doesn't work in it, standing over you telling you you're doing it wrong.
I have done. Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Less people that think they're doing it well.
But people who are not even in your industry. What I'm saying to you, Martin, is you see how that might be a little bit distracting?
Yeah, because my office is generally my staff, and we produce educational books for schools. So
you're doing it wrong, Martin. You're doing it wrong.
The book, you're doing the books wrong. You shouldn't be doing educational books. No. You should be doing historical books.
Yeah, but I haven't found a way in there. If you can get me someone to.
No, you just need to work out how to do it.
Just do it. You should just do it. Yeah, I know you think you know what you're doing, but you don't. So you should stop doing the books you're doing and go just print historical
books.
Don't
be offended, because we're just giving you constructive criticism.
That'd be good. If you can get me any contact.
No.
You need to sort.
We're just telling you how to do it. You just need to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, I think it would be good that Ian mentioned at the beginning of the.
Are you about to tell me how to do my job?
No, I'm not telling you how to do it. But you something you mentioned that I thought was a good idea.
Oh, he's approving one of your ideas. Let me get him a pen.
So his idea was to have the top
I think
series.
I've lost weight.
Yeah, you have here. You're looking very, very fit.
You have. He's approving that sentiment. Continue. Yeah, I'm taking this all down. This is important.
Ian said when he was doing the show on his own that he would, the top tiers or the VIPs would have a quick session where they could have a, joining in the production meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yes, it's the best idea I've ever had.
Yeah, and...
But we've not found out a way. I've not found out a way of accessing who are current. I knew you were going to do that. I have not found out a way of finding out who are current top tier threes. Because yes, I want to have a monthly Zoom production meeting with them. That's another screw coming out of your chair.
It is.
Have you keep putting them back in?
Yeah.
Martin, here's the thing, right?
I know you just want to make me a mod, so let's. Should we want to make me a mod?
Here's the thing, right? Don't tell me how to do my job. I don't like it. Maybe I overreact and that's my issue, but I react. Secondly, it's only a timeout, man. It's only a timeout. It's not a ban. It's 10 minute time. So for 10 minutes, you can't type crap into the chat. Okay. Yeah. That's all right. No one's died. You can still listen. You can still watch. You can still go if you want.
I think if you give each comment... an art feel, then some of it reads differently to how you would read it.
Then don't write it.
And then sometimes it's a bit like an email. You can send an email.
Don't write it.
And it comes back aggressive.
Then don't write it.
Okay, I won't write on the chat.
You will never be a mod on my channel.
I will be.
You will not be.
I will be.
We won't
become friends. I'll give it to your mum.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Now you're close. Now you're close to getting a ban.
Oh fuck! Sorry for the language.
Yeah,
I won't get a mod. I'd like to be a mod in Sydney.
It's never going to happen. We will never be friends.
Jeez. But what I'm trying to do is...
No. I need you to accept... I need you... No, not acquaintance. I need you to accept something really important, right? We will never be friends.
Okay. Until you need a book doing.
It's an absolute sentence, right? It's an absolute sentence. We will never be friends. Full stop. There are no, you know, there are no little cheats. There's no paragraph. That sentence is true and valid. We will never be friends.
Okay. Now I'll go upset. Down. Hurt. But anyway, I'll accept it. I'm going to try and not make any more little quits on it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay then.
Bye.
Bye, my friend, and Karen Gunn, you do a really good show.
We will never ever be friends, and I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. You are not the. I have enough friends, and you are not the type of person I would want to be friends with.
You don't know me.
I don't want to know you.
Oh, right. It's not even in chat.
No. Because I've got enough friends.
Okay, then bar me from chat, then that's the only way.
That's the only way to what? That's the only way to what? Stop you wanting to be my friend?
I'm not your friend, but to be still part of it.
You can be part of the show.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I don't want to be your personal friend where I come round and we discuss matters. I just want to be accepted on the chat and...
You can be accepted in the chat as much as Dairy Girl is accepted in the chat, and Luke Legg is accepted in the chat, and Shorty McStumpy and It Means Sun and Cosmic Debris are accepted in the chat, but they're not my friends.
Okay, well, I think I meant like a not friends in like the friends.
It's just that you use the word friend, so that made me think you meant friend.
Cyber friends.
Nope. Get rid of the. Get rid of the word friend.
All right, then. What should I put there instead, then?
Nothing. Leave it blank.
Okay. No problem at all. So, yeah. Okay. All right, I think he spoke to you when I was watching you play your game earlier.
Thanks very much, Michael. Let us go to John. Good evening, John.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Does this actually work or no?
Yes.
We can hear
Hello.
You.
How are you?
I'm fine. Now,
so, I've got something to tell you.
Okay.
I am OG Bunny.
Aha.
Aha.
And okay, so...
Then. This is going to be...
I'm just going to go and fix my chair.
Okay.
Since you're currently banned from chat...
Yeah,
for no reason whatsoever.
For reason.
What reason? For saying your mic was bad.
For being annoying.
Okay, I apologise.
Right, how do I... Right, Kath, using this little system here, how do I see... How do we see OG's chat?
Okay. So... There we go. This is more. This is all the actions that have happened tonight.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. So. Yeah, it was just constant.
Ian, for that, I apologise.
I've not finished the sentence.
Whatever it was.
Well, no, you can't apologise. Okay. You can't apologise if you don't know what it is that has upset me.
I digress. And I'll listen.
I'm digressing to my fist in a minute. Constant... Constantly. All night.
Well... Okay.
So I banned you. You're telling me to buy a new mic. Look at the state of your mic, and you're telling me to get a new mic.
This is a good mic.
My mic's better than your mic.
Everyone's mic Whatever. Is lovely.
His mic is a piece of crap. This is a good mic.
Okay.
Okay. Can you unban me now, please?
Nope. Ain't gonna happen.
Please.
No!
I PayPal'd you money.
I'll send it back. How much did you send? How much did you send?
£1.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
No,
I'm doing it.
I just want to be...
Don't... Cool. Are you going to say it as well?
No, I don't want to be friends. It's never going to happen, Ian.
Right. When did you PayPal me a pound?
Quite a while ago.
Okay.
Maybe in March.
Okay.
It's fine.
Give me the first letter of your email. Don't give me the full email. The first letter.
J.
Would...
I just want to be unbanned from chat, that's all.
It's not going to happen.
_G Bunny.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, well, I hope you have a nice day. Bye.
Yeah. Why does it feel like we've just dumped somebody and they were not willing to accept?
Absolutely nothing to do with me. It wasn't a wind-up. What we are... Oh, I missed that call. Oh, what was his name? There it is. He sent it today. He sent it today, but it comes out as 67p. It wasn't in March. It was the 27th of March. Why is that on the front of my thing? All right, I'll refund him.
This is all very strange to me.
Is this weird?
Yeah.
Is anyone else finding this really, really weird?
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, now we couldn't get your mic to work yesterday.
Yes.
Well, you couldn't. I couldn't.
And I have to say, you have, I mean, you look great yesterday. It was a very hot day. But you've brushed your hair today, knowing that you were coming on.
Exactly.
Why can't I get our camera to work? I'm really sorry. Won't select to the camera. It's because I was messing around with the settings for the Jeremy Vine show. That's why. Hang on a second. Let me just try. If I go there and if I do that. That should work. There we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
There we go. Now we're in
go.
Business.
We got you. We got you.
Hiya.
We got you, Sarah. How you doing, Sarah? How's it going?
I'm all right. Much less hot and bothered today. So.
Has it broken where you're? Because we've had a little bit of a storm yesterday. The storm came close today but didn't hit. And it's not broken. It's still hot.
Well, we had thunder and lightning for about 4 hours and torrential rain, but it's building up again now. So. I don't know, but I'm coping better today, and my microphone's working, which is nice. So everybody's coping better. Everything is that little bit easier.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh God. What?
Some of us.
Are you phoning up to tell me that we got married once or something? Is that after this spate of calls that we've just had? I wonder where everything is going.
I thought I had intended to try again tonight when life was a bit less difficult, and. I thought you've had 10 callers tonight. Some of them have been quite interesting, and they've all been men. So I thought I could at least phone up and talk to Kath about blouses.
Lovely blouses.
Lovely blouses. And Kath's blouse has got leopards on.
Yeah.
I have to pause because I don't know the difference between leopards and tigers. I couldn't point at one and go, oh, that's a tiger. I have to do leopards never change their spots, leopards. So there's always a little pause.
Well, leopards are... spotty and tigers are stripy, aren't they? So that.
Well, yes, I know that, but I can only remember that by saying a leopard never changes its spots as a leopard. So
well done.
Oh God, what is going on? What have you been up to today, Sarah? What magic has happened in your life?
Nothing exciting has happened at all. I went to the post box, and that was about it.
Gosh, what's it like out there?
Well, today it was mostly just sort of damp and steamy, but it's not always quite that exciting.
I really miss my sister. Not seen her, well, obviously, since before lockdown. And I don't know if... I can't remember if I've seen her since Christmas. I can't remember. I probably saw her January, February, but I can't remember. And today I texted her and said, why don't you come over for a few days? She's not replied, right? But I'm starting to... if I were a shop, she could come here,
mm-hmm.
right? And if I were a hotel, she could come here. But because we're brother and sister, she's not allowed here. It's weird, isn't it?
Is that still the thing?
I think it is. And I'm starting to think, Sarah, not that COVID is a hoax. I'm not one of those. Have you seen the clip of Alex Jones shouting at those kids?
No.
Oh, we'll play that later. It's wonderful. And them just flipping in the bird. It's wonderful. Don't think COVID is a hoax. I am starting to wonder, whether it's perhaps quite as bad as I allowed myself to believe at the start of all of this. But I'm also just thinking, if my sister came for a couple of days and we socially distanced, you know, we're going to be hugging each other or anything. And we socially distanced and she slept in a room, you know, and I cleaned the sheets when she went. That would be all right. I stayed at an Airbnb. I stayed in someone's house at the weekend with my kids. And that was all right. And all it was, was they were probably there the morning that we went, and they would have been back in there the afternoon after we'd gone.
Now, Katifer is saying she can come, two households can meet indoors and can stay overnight, but just need to distance.
Don't they need? Doesn't that need to be the bubble, though? That needs to be the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Sarah, I should have asked. Are you scientifically trained in COVID, or are you a member of the government? Can you answer these questions?
I cannot answer these questions, no. It doesn't look like they can either, though, so I can have a crack. Everyone else is.
I think if you take a drive to Barnard Castle, you can pretty much do what you want.
Two bubbles can now join, but Jen, what exactly are bubbles? Kath is my bubble. My kids are the kids are kids, so it's different, but the kids are in a bubble.
Yeah.
So that is but then can you just invite people over? The bubble is allowed to come and socially distance. Anyone can stay over as long as they socially distance. Joe, come over for a weekend. Don't bring the kids. Come over, we'll watch movies and order pizza and socially distance. It's a nightmare. How are you doing with all of this, Sarah? By the way, I love your curtains. Love those.
I'm hiding out at my mum's house, hiding outside of London. So aren't these the most mother curtains you've ever seen?
Oh, but I'm an old man. That to me looks like retro chic. They look great, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look like William Morris type.
Yeah, very much so. Very stylish.
Not feeling very well yesterday in the heat. I had to lie down and I swear they were moving. Like the patterns just started
swirling.
Yes, that's what we want. That's what. So you're saying you're at your mum's. Have you been staying there for a while? Is that going all right?
We get on pretty well, but I don't really feel like I'm missing out because I don't really know anyone else in her town anyway. So... I think I'm sort of trying not to think about it.
Yeah.
And sort of just ploughing on and...
I know what you mean. It's you've got to live in the moment because you can't count on what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, what's the point in making any plans at the moment? Because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
And the advice just seems really, really inconsistent, so...
I don't know. Well, the fact that we don't know if my sister is allowed to come and stay. I mean, who knows what's going on?
You're not alone in that. Nobody knows. No one's got a clue what the actual rules are because it's been changing every few days.
Also, I don't know what is... The rules to one side, I don't know what is scientifically best. If my sister comes and stays, are we suddenly more at risk? Am I putting the wider community more at risk? Or is the chance really, really tiny that it's going to have any impact anything?
Is she going out to work or anything?
Yep.
See, that's the thing, isn't it?
She's a COVID nurse, as you know.
She's not a COVID nurse.
No, she's not.
That's the thing, isn't it? If she's going out to work...
But she's socially distancing at work. Okay. You know, for what it's worth, I don't know what any of this is worth anymore.
I know exactly what you mean.
Sarah, what I'm asking is, can me and my sister come and stay at your mum's?
You can pitch a tent in the back garden.
Beautiful.
Sorted.
I'd you with a bucket and a hose pipe.
Bucket. That'll do me. It's nice to finally hear your voice, Sarah. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye. There we go. A nice lady. Glad we got to talk to her at last.
Yeah.
I always feel sorry when we might do the Zoom thing later or maybe tomorrow, where you kind of, you go to someone and they go, oh, I get to talk... Can't get it to work. Bugger. Yes. 0203. What is the number? It's 286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Some old show tonight.
Oi.
We've had an email from OG Bunny.
And this is the problem, Mike, when people don't let it lie. And I think that was the problem with him in the chat. Just couldn't leave it.
Leave it.
Last word. The last word.
Where did that go to? Oh, it's there. There we go. Jesus. Rob says, dear... Sir, madam, I once again appeal to your good self that my ban be lifted. All I want is to be able to read the chat. If you don't, I'm throwing myself in front of the train tomorrow. Oh, nice. Suicide jokes. Suicide jokes, Rob. That's going to get you unbanned. You can still read the chat, even if you're banned. So that's nonsense. And I'm going to block your email address, because this is what we're dealing with, guys.
Outrageous.
This is what we're dealing with, guys.
Hey, Lisa Marie.
Hi.
We can see you.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
How can we help you tonight, Lisa Marie?
I've just never done this before, so I thought I'd give it a go.
You're giving it a go. Do you, now, listen, the people watching on Twitch can see you. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Because I can just put it onto a picture of me and Catherine if it makes you uncomfortable.
No, it's okay.
Okay, nice one. Whereabouts? I know someone. I'm not going to say your surname, but I used to go to college with someone who's got that surname, and it's slightly unusual. You don't know anyone called Sarah who's an actress, do you?
I don't know.
Okay, then maybe it's not.
I know some people with that name, but I don't know if they're actresses now.
Okay. Whereabouts in the world are you, Lisa Marie?
Clacton-on-Sea.
Hey, that's nice. I like a bit of... I like that. It's lovely there. Have you ever been there, Catherine?
No.
Clacton-on-Sea. Oh, it's nice.
I don't think I have.
It's nice. You know, like a lot of seaside places, there's some places around there that aren't great, but it's nice. The British seaside. What have you been up to today?
I did a bit of shopping earlier.
Yeah. Anything exciting?
Not really.
Nah. I bought myself couple of new shirts and some shorts from The Gap online. Just thought I'd get something. I'll get something, you know, do something. Okay, Lisa Marie, you have called up and you are doing an excellent job. So well done for doing that. Is there anything you would like to say or anything you would like to ask us? Or maybe maybe you want to sing a song or do a magic trick. I don't know. It's all valid. Is this... I get the feeling, Lisa Marie, there's something on your mind.
No.
Okay. That's a nice position to be in, isn't it? It's a nice position. There's nothing concerning you or worrying you.
No.
Okay. All right. Got any pets?
Yeah.
What you got?
A cat.
Whoa, I knew it.
Excellent choice.
I felt that vibe. What kind
and
of cat is it?
A lizard as well.
A lizard? Does the cat get on with the lizard?
She's always out, so she doesn't really...
Okay. Oh, the cat's always out. What does the cat look like?
It's like a tortoiseshell mixture of different colours.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. And what's she called?
Shelly.
I love it. Cats are the best, right? I was saying, because Kat's got one, I've got four. And we were having dinner earlier on, and I said, I can't believe how much I love my cats. I love them so much. They're just the best thing.
I'm always really thrilled when I come round here, right, and the cats ignore me. And what I mean by that, Lisa, is if I'm sitting on the sofa, they'll just climb over me to get to where they want to go. And I think, do you know what? That's confidence. That shows that they trust me.
I love it.
I love these cats.
All right, Lisa Marie. Well, it's very nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in. It works. You've proven that it works, and it's a real phone number and a real Skype number. Have a nice evening, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks.
See you later. Bye bye. There you go. We're getting some nice people like Lisa Marie and Sarah, and we're getting some slightly more intense people. And what a world! It's OG, I'm blocking your email. If this call goes the way I think it goes, we are going to ban withheld numbers for the rest of the run of the Late Night Alternative. There we go. You're banned. Yeah, because of you. Because of you.
What is going on tonight?
Because of you. Banned.
Listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing! Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.